Hi everyone and welcome to another podcast episode here on Life and Love with Eileen. It has been raining quite lately and I hope everyone is safe and dry. For tonight's episode, we will talk about love. One of my favorite topics actually. And have you heard this song from Tina Turner called What's Love Got to Do With It? Yeah, I'm sure you have heard of it. And I'm sure you can relate to it. But what is love? Love. It is the most powerful emotion a human being can experience. We live by love. We work because of love. Love for ourselves and our family. And why is it so difficult to find love? Others could have easily jumped from one to the next. You see, love is a practice. Either you allow it or not. It's up to you. And there's different kinds of love. Of course, there's filial love, Eros love, mania love, philousia love, just to name a few. A romantic love is a personal infatuation displayed with physical attraction. It's a primal love that comes as a natural instinct for most people. We cannot control nor dictate what our hearts tells us, right? Of course, we can see them. We can feel them, but the heartbeat is a natural action. And how was yours? Oftentimes, first love is called a puppy love. I'm sure everybody had experienced first love, one way or the other. You know why they call it puppy love? Because the love is quite young and immature. And when you are young, you feel like it is the one. Because that's what our mind tells us and that's what our heart feels. And research states that 3 out of 10 first love ended up being together. You see? That's not really bad, isn't it? I am sure many of you have had experience this kind of love. Mine? I felt the world collapse when I lost my first love. I blame the distance, of course, but also we were very young. You know, this saying, you and me against the world or against all odds. But it's not enough. So let's touch self-love or philosophy love. When you are too busy in life and your career is soaring high, sometimes you do not get time to find leisure or finding a date. It's not being selfish, but it's just because your work is a priority. Then self-love comes to the scene. It's a recognition of your self-worth and your personal needs is just second best to it. I've had this for many years. It is the reason I got married very late. I felt like I was too in love to myself that I thought no man can give what I can give to myself. You know, of course, I dated few, but it went like a smoke. And because I chose my career over my heart back then, it was very liberating feeling, not being arrogant or boastful. And it doesn't mean men are less than us or myself back then. Self-love could be in many forms. A love that you receive from a certain circle of friends or your group of other friends. Or from your relatives or family members. It is not all about men or women. You see, If you are content on what you are and of who you are, self-care or self-love is sufficient. You learn how to feel and cultivate your own love. You are satisfied with what you have and of your stand or status in life. It is not difficult to understand this kind of people, ladies and gentlemen, really. Just because you have not encountered it doesn't mean they are less or they lack something in life. Being single is not a sin, you know. My mother always asked me before, will you get married? When will you get married? Do you plan to get married? She was very worried back then, but she was actually not just happy but felt satisfied knowing I got married later in life. And then there's mania love. I like to discuss a little bit of this. Mania love. Obsessive love, in other words. Have you experienced one? Being in love and being obsessively in love are two different things. And when one is obsessed, it could lead to a very serious ending or case. Obsessiveness or madness over a love partner, it leads an unwanted jealousy or possessiveness. You know, you would actually see or notice if your partner tries to ask too many questions. When he saw or she saw you drinking coffee with your office mate or friends, that feeling of ownness, these people tend to think they own you or they can control you. But mind you, few people loves being in a mania love. You know why? It's because they feel safe and secured towards their partner with being too tight and overreacting to a pointless basis. But in general, it is not a healthy relationship. It's an imbalanced love towards each other. In a good and healthy relationship, there must be a balance of eros and ludus, a romance and play. With healthy level of romantic and playful love, mania or obsessive love can be avoided. Put trust in your partner. Observe the behavior of your partner. Get out while you can, when you know, feel, and think that it's not healthy anymore. Save yourself. It's never too late. Excuse me. I had one former boyfriend before that is, say, semi-mania. Here's his story. He would ask where I am in the world and he will land in my door the next day. And it happened not just once, not just twice, but three times. The way he always looked at me, it's like he didn't see me yesterday or this morning. Very freaky, right? So I had to find my way. I have to get away. Of course, each time he does this to me, I don't show that I get scared or I get freaked out. You know what I did? I sent him a breakup letter with an attachment that I was pregnant. But of course, my big belly was fake. Because I faked the picture, the photo. It took him months before I received an email that he was happy for me, blah, 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 blah. You see, I didn't see the pattern in the early days, but I slowly noticed it later on. And that rang a bell for me that it's time to go. I have read a book about why and how one can be too possessive. And it stated that it is a survival instinct for that person to drive themselves desperately that need from their partner in order to find a sense of self-value. That's their love catalyst. They want to have you. They want to take you. They want to own you. They want to control you. It's a reassurance for them to be loved back and adored. It's like in a movie. I think I've seen this in a movie before. Trust me, it's a scary love style. So there's Eros, or romantic love. This is my favorite. It's an emotional feeling of love, a strong attraction for another person, a mutual attraction between two people. It's a romantic action to an admired person. The very basis or foundation of this is courtship and or dating. Few may start like living together after dating for say 2 months. Others waited for a year or years or 2 years after they being engaged, married with kids and so on. Being in love is a great feeling. I hope you agree with me. It's a wonderful funness. That warmth embrace. You get excited getting a text message or blush when you are around something, or speechless when one is wearing a very beautiful dress, or you feel proud and glad that you met that person. You establish trust and faith to that person. The journey is of course going to be bumpy, but it all depends on the couple's strategy on or formula on how to handle their romance. Quite often, couples separate due to lack of chemistry or lack of time being together. When I say chemistry, it's the ability to find the same passion or hobby or something you both jive in. I have a friend whose girlfriend was very controlling back then. Like she wants him to start being a vegan just because she is a vegan and because she is into something like crazy hobby. And they always have issues in looking for a restaurant who offers a vegan dish. She tries to push him so hard to be exactly who she is and what she does. It's unfair, don't you think? And I felt sorry for my friend and I told him, you know what? You hold the key. You're a big man. You know what is best for you. Changing one person doesn't come like a fast bullet. It takes two to tango, and insisting your hobby or your passion to me or to someone is kinda unacceptable. Unless, of course, one is willing to do it. But still, it takes time. To change someone, there is a process or stage. Be considerate to your partner, not just you and you and you forever. You need to give way too. Life is not all about bed of roses, right? Spark should always be there. Respect should always be there. Give space to your partner. Allow him to play soccer or golf or basketball with his friends. Allow your girlfriend to have a girls' night with her friends. This simple strategy leads to a healthy and long journey. Give time and space to one another. It's good to breathe fresh air. Say, for example, last year you both had Christmas dinner to your parents' house. So this year, it got to be his parents. Spend time together to have fun and laugh. Travel together when you can. Engaged in a whimsical conversation. Allow yourselves to grow together. Double dates is fun. You can do it with your couple of friends. You know, the funness of each other. The free will giving of love and submitting yourself to that kind of love. It's a magical experience. A romantic love that you can actually say my own version of true love. And then there's another kind of love. I think this is just like in the early or mid-2000s, they call it the one that got away. Have you had this? Someone you thought it's her or him, but it slipped away? Do you think it's destiny or fate? Or just you didn't manage to share much from your side? Then we felt bad that that person is gone. We blame ourselves. You felt like you're a loser. You dreamt before a future with the person. Dream of being him with him or her for life. But what happened? Was it the third party? Were you consumed of your job? Does your parents dislike him or her? Does your circle of friends dislike him or her? Did your partner move to another country? Did he took a job overseas maybe? What went wrong? There could be many reasons and angles behind it, but don't blame yourself and put yourself in a misery box. When one comes and go in our lives, we should thank them because there is a good and fair reason why they left. Or if the relationship didn't last, we need to move on. It's quite overwhelming to think that you could have saved it only if. There's always if and what if, but think about it. The one that got away could be a positive sign for you or a pattern that you have earned to find that suitable partner for yourself. Someone that truly deserves you and your love, your company, your time, your affection. I never wanted to be married or having a wedding at all. I have embraced then that I am ready to be single for life. Until I met my husband, he changed my point of view in life in an instant. I even thought if I married this man, I would submit myself to him by leaving my job and start a family with him. It also played, or should I say, it tickled my head, my mind, such as like I will lose my free business class tickets, my freebies like traveling and so forth. But the love is higher and powerful than my personal needs. And that's why I bowed. I step back. I stop. Full stop. I have never felt like that before or have never seen myself with someone before like this. And that's why I always chose my job back then. But I took my husband's hands. You never know until it hits you. I never understood what that word meant before until I've experienced the same thing as well. And you never know until you step off the way and actually do it. Because if you don't do it, if you don't act upon it, nothing is going to happen. Love is the highest form of everything on this planet. We do it all for love. Color it bright. Create your own love story. A story you can even tell your children, or you can even write a book about it. You alone know the perfect way to express it. I hope this shared podcast brings you love in return. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned again next week for another indulging topic only here on Life and Love with Aileen. Stay safe, everyone. Thank you.